I sat down at the bar and said, "Hello, beautiful." This really pretty girl turns around and looks at me. I then had to explain to her I was talking to my beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
That was Nick and Matt. And if you're just, whether you're new to the show or not new to the show, apologize for Nick and Matt's side. They are not in the studio, in case you can't tell. They're on the coast and back in the 1990s cell service, and they're vacationing on the Riviera, the Fresno Riviera, and so it's gonna be a little bit odd here.
I'm on my flip phone. This is fine, right?
It would probably sound better. That flip, it feels like the flip phone would be like really locked in audio.
Got my sidekick, right? That was a phone.
Yes, right? Use your sidekick. And then hopefully everyone listens to this show with their iPod shuffle, and we can, everything can go back to the beginning of podcasting now. So thank you for being here, Little Lawyer, on the show. You're going to hear from the listeners of The Perfect Pour. Are going to tell us what's going on in their beer world. And we're going to give you some beers to look out for and beers we're caught drinking. And we're going to be drinking beers and a little bit of culture news. And I had a Black House Modern Times on my tailgating beer. I don't know what you guys had before you started here.
Are you lost without us? You're just drinking Modern
Times? I'm just lost. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, we've been, I think when the brother got here, he opened a Speedway Stout, so we were pre-show drinking. And then we had a Scotch Parabola. And then for actual pre-show beers, we had a C-Hop, Letter C Hops Pale Ale from Firestone.
Oh, okay. And, is that the one, the hidden one in the variety pack? Or did you actually get a six pack of that?
This is Crowler, sir.
Crowler, bro.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
We only drink Crowler beers.
Yeah.
We squeezed our can to check for pressure seal.
Can you Crowler this?
Tap room exclusive, bro.
Wow. All right. They're nice. Up. Way to go. Well, it's time for me, since you're not here.
I love gold!
I gotta open up a new beer. Too bad, guys. This is one's from Chew Your Beer.
It's sure.
Los Angeles Ale Works Full Thrust Double IPA.
I think you just wanted to say that.
Yep. It's fun to say Full Thrust.
And you may have heard the brother open a bottle. He opened a Crooked Stave.
Crooked Stave?
Or Stave, whatever you prefer.
Stave.
Petite Sour Rosé. Has a little accent on it. So I'm assuming it's a rosé, not a rose.
Not a rose.
Fruit. What's stains. That like?
It's a little tart.
You'd love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I would. Well, this chew, this Full Thrust is good. Of course, I would say that regardless of what it tastes like, because you guys aren't here to drink it. So, but it's amazing. You're missing out.
Just drinking some Sherman, aren't you?
Yep, that's it. This is very good, though. This is, I did not know L Works or Los Angeles L Works made this good beer. So what's going on in the culture, guys? Matt, what's going on in culture?
Ooh. Let's see here. So what, Mikey, what if I told you massively hopped West Coast IPA collaboration going on?
A massively hopped West Coast IPA collab?
Mm-hmm. This comes in at 7%, featuring hops from America, Australia, Germany, and New Zealand.
Wait, such hops. Who is doing this? I missed. We had a little internet glitch.
Oh, no, you didn't miss it. I have not said.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's massively hopped West Coast IPA, 7%, featuring hops Magnum, Mosaic, Citra, Ella, Southern Cross, Idaho 7, and Galaxy.
Interesting.
It is also labeled to have much dankness.
So, much dankness.
I like much dankness.
They're both San Diego breweries. Any guesses?
Society at Bagley's.
You got the first one right.
Oh. Are you talking about that Stone beer?
Society and Stone.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Did we?
All right. We're on top.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
I feel like we did, but I don't know. We might not have.
I don't did, but maybe we did. All right, then. Fine. I don't have any
the
news.
Is it called the Skedaddler?
Yeah.
It was a looking out for beer last week.
Well.
You're on the phone conducting business during that time, I think, maybe.
Well, I'm done for the evening, so.
Damn it. Come on, Matt. Don't tap out on us, bro.
I'll turn off my microphone.
No.
Go to bed.
There's many more. I have to drink a lot more beers. You have to hang on. I need this excuse. I can't just sit here and drink beers without podcasting.
Oh. Well, what about the brother? Does he have news?
No.
What are you guys on vacation?
Yeah.
Oh. Damn it.
How about some beer puns?
Sure. I always enjoy a good beer pun.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. This week we bring to you Led Zeppelin beer puns.
Hmm. All right.
I'm ready.
Are you now?
I'm ready.
All right. Easy one. This one's a softball. Misty Mountain Hop.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of when the levee breaks, how about when the boil breaks?
Okay. Brewer stuff.
Brewer industry term.
Industry term.
Over the hops and far away.
Aha.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Copyright Perfect Pour 2018.
here's an oldie but a goodie. Randallon.
That one I like. Whoa. Whoa. I just heard myself back. No, it's happening.
It's happening.
I'm getting echo. I don't like
echo.
It.
Achilles last saison.
That's terrible.
That was a good one. Come on.
That one took some effort.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
That was a stretch.
They're not giving me easy ones here. In my time of dry hopping?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You guys are going to love this one.
In my time.
Hey, what can I brew?
That was bad.
It's right there.
Hey, what can I brew? Well, mostly solid.
Mostly. I got more, but I
think come on, gonna, give me some more. One more.
Let's make the wheels fall off this bus.
So the lemongrass song.
Hey, that I think I'll bet that one's used already. Somebody's using that. Yeah. One.
How about Pilsed and Confused?
Yeah.
All right.
That's like a hazy pilsner.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Babe, I'm going to yeast you.
There it is. That's it.
The girl I loved, she got long black IPA hair.
IPA hair.
What's that like?
There's always one that starts it off. You know it's solid. It's like, okay, this is going to get a laugh. And then you got to fill in, right?
Girl, I'm going to yeast you. And so many levels.
Goza-ing to California.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, nice.
Stairway Safe. To Hazen.
There it is. Oh, that one. Somebody's got to use that.
Okay.
Buying a stairways to heaven. Stairways to heaven.
Oh, that's even better. Stairways to heaven.
Gosh. You can't see. The staircase is too hazy.
Yep. So there you go. There's your
nice
Led Zeppelin.
Round two of Led Zeppelin beer names.
Is it round two?
You didn't. Didn't you do it one before? Was it a different band?
It was Metallica.
Oh, okay. Those Metallica ones. All right. So Metallica's gotten a treatment. Led Zeppelin's gotten a treatment. What band is next? Yep. Beatles. You gotta do a Beatles one.
Do some Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Same, yeah. Weezer's on the list too.
Oh, Weezer, yeah, Weezer.
Say song title Through the Hills or Over the Hills.
Over the Hops and Far Away.
Yeah,
over the Pills.
There you go.
The Easty Hills and Far Away.
Over the Easty Hills. The hills are Easty.
Hey, there's probably a lot of Neptune
east in them hills.
Damn. See, you guys are way better at this than I am. You should be doing it.
Nope. We need you.
In my time of dry hopping.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
You guys might not know this, but since you're out of town, but the local brew pub, Mad Duck, is signed on to open up another location in town.
I knew about it.
Oh, damn it.
Industry, bro.
Industry term. Yeah. Mad Duck's opening up a spot, Marks and Herndon. So
nice.
There.
I heard they're going in the Herndon 99 shopping center.
Well, that's that shopping center's been trying to get somebody to come over there, and apparently they're losing out because Southgate says they're going to open up one at 41 and 12, and now Mad Duck's doing that Herndon and Mark, so they're screwed. And apparently there's going to be a sports bar opening at 99 where the Starbucks is, 99 and Herndon, so.
Sports.
Sports ball bar. So whatever.
Yeah apparently they're going to. So, you know, before it was Togo's and Robin's, and now it's going to be Ampersand Mad Duck.
Yep. Well, Duck is going to be, they're building a new building for the Mad Duck. They're not going to be in that building.
It's a joke.
Oh, sorry. I missed it. Stupid internet. God, this is terrible.
It's not even the internet.
I'm blaming the internet for everything that goes wrong from the show.
Just imagine a microbrewery and an ice cream shop in like 200 square feet of retail space. It would just be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Or
that would
fun there.
Maybe you do have a bad connection.
Yep.
Put a ball pit in the bounce house and you'd be set.
Oh, man. In a batting cage.
Are we talking about
Blackbeards? Yeah, Blackbeards is the place for fun.
It is. It just needs beer.
Just needs beer.
Don't they have beer at Blackbeards now?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe now. I don't know. I'm going there this weekend if they do.
Craft Beards?
Craft Beards is the place for fun.
You just have your 20-ounce plastic cup on the bumper boat. So you're like, don't make me spill my beer.
Hey, you son of a bitch. It's bumper boats, honey. They're supposed to do that. That motherfucker just bumped me. They're supposed to do that, dear. Hey, I'm going to kick your ass, you son of a bitch.
No bump zone.
I just want to spin in circles.
I just came here to spin in circles.
My bow goes counterclockwise. Can I please have a clockwise rotation?
Oh, it's too good.
This is what happens when we don't have stuff to talk about.
We just got tangent from 200 miles.
Yep. There, we got an iTunes review. We hadn't. It's been about a month or so, and we didn't mention it. So I want to mention this iTunes review we got. So I appreciate it because we don't get a whole lot of the reviews anymore. But this was from The Door 1969, and the title is Single-Handedly Putting Fresno on the Map. This podcast, yeah, believe that. We're on Fresno on the map. This podcast is what you wish drinking beer with your buddies was like. Voicemails are reminiscent of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Often Louis steals the show.
Yes.
So,
how is Louis doing today?
He's not, Louis is not good. He knows recording night, and he gets all pumped up because he knows you guys are coming over, and he's been whining for the past hour, very confused that you guys are not here. So it is not a good night for Louis.
Sad Louis.
It's very, very sad for Louis.
Just put the Eddie cutout in one of our chairs. Maybe.
Yeah. And he can lick your elbows and everything will be fine.
Mikey, how long did you say it's been since we've had an iTunes review?
I think we've only had like two this year. I think that was like one of two.
Are you sure it wasn't?
It's been 1 week.
Son of a bitch. No. Nick, can you do something about that or?
Well, that's the clearest audio we've had the whole show, so no.
You just have to let it go.
You just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Bare Naked Ladies still making music. Still doing...
That's not really a fun fact. It's just sort of a depressing fact.
Fact.
It's just a general fact.
Do they play the Big Bang theme song at their show?
They do.
They have to, wouldn't they?
That's their encore.
Yeah, like they're not in a position to be like leaving major songs off a set list. They're not that big of a band. You know, you two can play a show and leave some major songs off, and that's fine. Those guys, they're not. They have to play every single thing.
Or you two could just not play any. I'd be happy.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. Do you have the YouTube or the U2 album on your phone?
Weren't we all forced to have that?
Yeah, but then they gave you the option to remove it.
I don't know if I think I did remove it because it never comes up in there.
He's lying.
I listen to it all the time. I love it.
He was jamming out to it.
Are you guys still drinking the same beer you started out with?
We are.
Oh, okay. All right. Just making sure.
Well, see, I messed up. I brought all 12% barrel-aged stouts. And Matt
said no. This is going to be that kind of vacation. Yeah, all 12%. Nothing lower than 12%, honey. Well, I thought maybe I'd get these lagers in. No! 12% or higher. That's it.
There's a minimum.
It's vacation, dear. I'm not drinking lagers. Okay?
Be the minimum. Make that the minimum.
God dang it.
So hopefully Matt's got a good beer.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry to cut you off. Voice knows, bro. Yeah. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Oh my gosh. 559-492-0542. Or you can email us voicemails if you so desire. And I'm a little worried because like the emails are starting to really take off, which is great. But then people take advantage. They're like going past the 3-minute rule.
Ooh, cheaters.
They're like, nobody's going to shut me off now. Yeah, well, we may have to make the decision. Decisions may have to be made. But let's go with our first email, voicemail, which is one I think I might have missed last week, or it came in right after the show.
Audie Alvarado here from Minnesota, aka Mexican Beer Cano. Yeah, I kind of feel like an idiot because I've been trying to leave voicemails for the past two shows, and I listen every Friday, try to hear my voice on the show, and every time I'm let down because it's not on the show. I'm like, what the heck, guys? Just totally blow past my voicemail. That's fine. And then I realized maybe I should check which email I'm sending this to. And of course, I'm putting in the wrong email address every time. So I'm an idiot. But past that, I have a lot to talk about this week because I haven't been on the show for 2 weeks now. One thing I wanted to get to real quick is single cam. If you definitely want to tackle Minnesota together, that would be awesome. I do like going into the city breweries a lot more than the suburb breweries, just because they're really close together, so they're really easy to get to. So I try to make it out at least once a week to the Twin City breweries. Nobody said that you have anything against the Twin City breweries, you know, St. Paul, Minneapolis breweries. Not like you have a vendetta, but I understand, you know, their parking's kind of hard to get to, and you never go there, never go to a Minneapolis or St. Paul brewery on the weekend because they are always packed full. And also, if you don't like driving in the cities, you know, there's Uber or Lyft, but no, I understand. I get it. But I do try to get out to the Minneapolis or St. Paul breweries at least once a week. So I would love to tackle that. And, you know, if you want to get into any of the suburb outside the suburb breweries, that would be great. Also, Hoppy Libations, whenever you're coming to Minnesota, let Single Cam and I know. I think we both have you on Untappd now. I would love to meet up at a brewery or something and get it. That would be great. It'd be a lot of fun. I would be totally down. So Hoppy Libations, hit Single Cam or Mexican Beer Cano up on Untappd if you ever want to meet up in Minnesota. Another thing I wanted to get to, I can't remember who was talking about it last week, but they talked about what would they like to see as the next beer trend, other than, you know, hazy beers. And I would really, really, really like to see cream ales make a really cool appearance. You know, a nice trend for cream ales, adding a bunch of different adjuncts and things like that. So that's about it for me today. I really, really hope this one gets on the show. I'm pretty sure I'm going to put in the right email address this time. So keep up the wood. So let's try that soundboard over again. Keep up the good.
Keep up the woodwork. Keep up the woodwork. Keep up the woodwork, guys. Could you hear that, guys?
We lost them after keep up the...
Oh, okay. But did you hear that voicemail?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then I'm just making sure. I don't know what's going on over there.
We're cracking open a chili con carne.
What the hell?
I don't know what that says.
Chili bin sipper.
Chili con carne.
Chili bin sipper.
It is a Pilsner collab, dry hopped lager, with Seven Stills and Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
Hmm. Seven Stills and Tioga Sequoia?
Yep.
What's this about? Tell us about this, Matt.
A couple of our brewers went up to Seven Stills. It's not the first time they've gone up to collab, but this time they collabed and did a beer. And so they brought a few cases down and a couple of kegs, and they released it at Hot PK last Wednesday. And I was lucky enough to get a couple of cans, so I brought one for the podcast this week, and I might have one for the podcast next week, if it makes it.
If there is a podcast.
There is one at all. Well, where is this? Where is that brewery at?
In the Bay Areas. No, San Francisco.
The Bay Areas.
So, not a distillery?
Seven Stills Brewery and Distillery.
Oh, Brewery and Distillery.
1439 Egbert Avenue, Unit C, San Francisco, California.
Okay. Seven Stills.
Yeah, we went up. Had gone up there before with them, and we brewed a batch of Midnight Lightning, and they distilled our beer and made a bourbon out of it. Whiskey.
They made a bourbon out of your beer?
Yeah, so I mean, you could distill anything and make alcohol out of it. So if you make red rope licorice,
yes,
Skittles, anything that has
Skittles,
yes.
Chex Mix.
Ooh, no. Chex Mix. Huh. Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms. Only the marshmallows.
Those might be too far processed. But so essentially they made a batch of Midnight Lightning. They distilled it from there, aged it in barrels. And I know the brother and myself have tried that.
Yes.
And it's pretty good. Very hard to get a hold of. Very small batches they do. But this time it was... batches.
Sorry.
Yes.
It's even more difficult to tangent Matt from far away, but I can still do it.
What? You're breaking up. Oh, guess the podcast is over.
See, I don't have the eye contact with Mikey, so I can't just
yeah, we can't like say like, yeah, let's get him.
Yeah, get him.
Let's get him.
Fight.
Voicemails continue.
I believe if you wanted to, I think Moroa Shell got six cases of this.
Really?
If you were looking out.
All right.
Yep.
Good tip.
Anyways,
hey,
as you were.
Perfect pour, chew your beer. I'm not myself right now. That's not the energetic chew your beer that you normally get in the beginning of a voicemail. I apologize. This voicemail might run a little long. But I'm just fed up, Holmes. I got this guy. You guys know him. Lumber Jose, eh? Throwing a lot of shade, calling me out on Twitter. Oh. There's a little Twitter war, little Ooh. Twitter beef between the Florida reps and myself, I think. I think he's calling out a few SoCal reps, Perfect Pour reps. Who does this guy think he is, rep? Anyways, Hoppy Libations, why'd you get involved? I don't know, girl. You're stepping in the flames of fire, the fury of Chew Your Beer. This is like WWE. You know what? WWF, because I'm old school, and you're bringing it. And what? Chew Your Beer has brought it. So, Hypey Libations, you're part of this now. Florida Steve, you're in this now. Ooh, yeah. So, guess what? Check it out. Mikey, Nick, and Matt. Listeners, you too. Create
a new group
on your own tab. Name it the Beer Off. Perfect Pour Beer Off Challenge. Add Florida Steve, Hoppy Libations, and Lumber Jose. Add myself, Chew Your Beer. On my team, I'm picking three. Myself, Fontana Jim, and yes, Kelly Who's Craft. My three versus your three. Gauntlet has been set. Points! Drink a pint, get 1 point. Drink a taster, half a point. Drink big beer, minus 1 point. Have a get it, 5 points. Drink beer while you're in the get it, while untapping, double your points. So if you have a pint, that's 2 points. You have a taster, that's 1 point. That's it, Holmes. You freaking made me lose my accent because I'm upset. I want to be a wrestler. I want to be a cholo. I want to be a wrestling cholo. So that's how it is. That's how it's going down, Holmes. Chew Your Beer has thrown the gauntlet. And for any other rep out there that wants to challenge, step up. I got my three. Pick your three. If you don't want to challenge the Chew Your Beer crew, you could challenge a whole different state. That's it. You pick anybody you want, Holmes. Hey, 2018, the summer of 2018, the perfect pour will take over Untappd. So Mike, Nick, and Matt, pick a weekend for us. This way, none of us know how to prep. It's just going to happen, Holmes. When you release your podcast, Holmes, that's when we'll find out, Holmes. And that's when it starts, Holmes, on that weekend. That Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, ending Sunday night, Holmes. Chew Your Beer, Fontana Jim, and Kelly Who's Craft Challenge, Lumber Jose, Hobby Libations, and Florida Steve. Yes, Florida Steve, you got brought into this, Holmes, just because of Lumber. Thank Lumber Jose. Thank him. Because he's throwing shade. And guess what? How are you going to beat us, Jose? Your state alone has less breweries than San Diego, Holmes. All I have to do is drive to San Diego and visit every brewery, and I won, Jose. That easy, eh? So guess what? The gauntlet has been set. The challenge has been thrown. Stop throwing shade. Grow up. Chew Your Beer's coming to get you. Orale, vato. That sounded weird, but orale. And that's it, Holmes. You guys want part? Let me know. It's Chew Your Beer. Dropping the mic. That was supposed to be like a mic drop, but it was just me slapping cardboard. Because I'm cool like that, eh? Lumber Jose. Fire will be falling from the heavens.
Wow.
Wow.
You said you too, right?
He's waiting for
you.
He was waiting for you. He did. The biggest part of this was that Chew didn't have his accent for a while.
Without you.
Did anybody notice? The U2's kind of softening his threat.
I'm saying U2. The gauntlet has been U2'd.
But what happens if it's with or without us?
So, wait. So now do we have to tell him? So Chew's like, we have to tell him, go, compete.
Yes.
Who wants the Chew Your Beer crew? Who wants to go against the Chew Your Beer crew?
So hopefully somebody wrote all that down.
Yeah, hopefully. It's unfair. Like, only a San Diego crew could go against, or a Portland crew. We don't have a Portland crew for reps.
Mm.
I don't even think we have a Portland rep. So, like,
yeah, we don't.
I think Colin and Janine are the only ones that can really go after, you know, have a chance because they're in Denver.
News team assemble.
Assemble! Good luck.
It's Matt up there all by himself.
Yeah. Good luck. Well, Matt's up in Tacoma, but
good. I know, but that's it's the Northwest. He has to defend it.
He has to defend it. Wow, chew your beer. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the drama was there that started that all off. But it's on, apparently.
Just real quick, you could hear us, right?
Yes.
Hey, guys, this is LBJ, Long Beach John. Just checking in with you. I was listening to last week's show, and I heard that email that Chewy sent in that Mikey did a bang-up job in character of Chewy reading. And I guess the way I understood it sounds like Chewy's question is if he could go back in time in a time machine and visit some craft brewery, you know, what brewery would it be and what beer from today would you bring with you to say either A, this is awesome and this is where it leads to, keep it up, keep up the good work, guys, or conversely, how could you do this or don't do this, this is where it leads to, abandon ship right now, don't do that. So in my mind, I'm thinking the first thing that jumps to my mind is Sierra Nevada. I mean, it's, you know, quintessential, original type of craft brewery. And they've made a lot of really good beers. You know, I love Ultra Vase. And, of course, who doesn't love the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale? But to be able to buy a shelf-stable, hazy-ish, tasty IPA like Hazy Little Thing for $8.50 at Trader Joe's, that's pretty impressive. Not the best, tastiest, juiciest, whatever IPA out there, haziest, whatever, but it's a solid, crushable beer, and it's a pretty easy go-to for me often. So, kudos, Sierra Nevada, that's what I would say. And here, curious to see what some other people out there might say, or even what you guys have to say. I know Nick's not into the hazies, but that's my answer. All right. I guess that's it. As always, keep up the good work, guys.
LBJ.
What was
the question? Thank
you. What LBJ was the question?
Well, he's
rocking it.
He's playing off a Chew's thing where, wasn't it Chew? Saying that, like, if you're going to go back in time and just sort of observe somebody, whether they're doing something wrong or whether you just want to see the birth of something, like what brewery would you go back in time to just sort of observe as a time traveler? You're like a time traveler. Like where would you go? What brewery? Your limit, your DeLorean can only go to breweries. That's it.
Would you go back in time and stop yourself from dropping that blind pig?
It was a Pliny the Younger, sir. It was not a blind pig. And
Russian River beer.
I think I would. Basically, the last two times I've gone to Russian River, I was really too drunk to be there. And I think I would change that. I would go back in time and say, right before I'm about to go in, I'd be like, Mikey, you can't go in there. He's like, and then I'd be like, whoa, it's me.
What, have we become an asshole or something?
Yes. You're going to become an asshole once you get in there. And then I'd be like, whoa, what happened to some of your hair, dude? Where's your hairline? Like, is that what happens to my hairline? Yes, that's what happens. And Donald Trump's the president. He's like, no, come on. Donald Trump's the president. The president? Oh, and who's the vice president? Damn it, I can't come. Steven Tyler.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, I think that's, if I go back in time, I would. I'd be like, man, you're about to go in the Russian River. Control yourself. Get your shit together, man. Don't go in the Russian River drunk as fuck.
Now, Biff, don't con me.
Oh, Barney, two coats. Just finishing up the second coat now.
Mr. McFly, your book's here.
Where would you go back in time to? What brewery? Nat?
For better or for worse, right?
Right. Yeah, if it was like somebody's about to make a bad decision, you could be there and be like, oh boy.
It's a real tough one.
Just to update you, I'm letting you think. I'm sorry. The LA L-Works Full Thrust, I finished that off. Double IPA. Finished it off, 60-ounce can. Just to let you know.
And you're still alive?
I'm still here.
Nice.
Matt, go ahead, please.
I don't know if there's anything I'd go back and stop, because I feel like anything that used to annoy me has kind of worked itself out, like pumpkin beers. Kind of waste of a journey to go back and tell breweries to not make pumpkin meat beers.
That's what you
not making them.
I like that. I like you could go back and go like, don't make that. He's like, oh, I think it's a really great idea. It is. You're gonna make lots of money, but don't do it. Why can't I do it? Because I don't like them.
I have a very specific palate.
But actually, I'm a brewer. I kind of want to make money. It doesn't matter. I kind of don't want to have to deal with pumpkin beers.
Just make hazy beers.
Just start making hazy beers. He's like, what?
Trust me, it's a thing.
Unfiltered? That's crazy. People can't handle an unfiltered beer.
See that filter right there? Throw it away.
Just throw it away. In the drain. Give it to the next guy that walks by the door. Here, take it. Because it's over. Filters are over. Filters are over. Here, take it. Because it's over.
I wonder if hazy beers were invented because like brewers like just wanted to cut out early on a Friday, so they just transferred it over, and they're like, oh, don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. I kind of like it. Oh, yeah. That's why I brewed it like that.
Freaking brewers. It's always their fault.
Brewers. Damn, underpaid brewers.
Oh. I'm assuming you said underpaid. You're
I did. Cut out. I said underpaid.
Not underwear.
No, the damn underwear wearing brewers.
What's up, guys? Hey, it's Florida Steve, checking in with another voicemail email. Well, I'm going to answer some of the challenges from Chew Your Beer and Colin and Janine. I can go back to episode 193 being the first time that I sent a voicemail email. I don't know if Chew Your Beer set one before that, but I know it was episode 193 that I sent my very first voicemail email. So I'm still sticking to my guns that I am the original voicemail emailer. So, quick little thing. A little bit of a highlight of the weekend. Me and the fam went down to Miami to catch a Marlins game. And we stumbled upon a brewery inside one of the parking garages of around Marlins Park. Awesome. They are called Night Life Brewing Company, and they had about 8 or 9 beers on tap. I had their pale ale, and it was pretty good. Pretty good. The wife had the brown ale, which she said was really good. And, I was very impressed with the place. They've been around since 2012, but I think they just moved into that space right next to Marlins Park. So I expect them to do pretty well there, especially during baseball season. So that's it, guys. I'm done. The gamut has been laid. Colin, Janine, bring it. And that's all I got. So keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you, Florida Steve, the grand poobah of Florida beer reps. I don't have
changing it up for 2018.
Yeah, I don't have to keep up the good. I'm using the same mechanism for the sound bites as I am for these voicemails right now, so I can't do every. I can't. I don't have my full everything at my beck and call right now, so.
It's okay. It's a minimalist podcast. Yep. We're just trying to get through it. Everybody forgive us.
We all forgive us. This is a subscriber listener show. This isn't a discovery show. We're you got to be hanging with us for a while to appreciate this show.
This is the one that it's going to be pushed to iTunes top 5 next week.
Yep. That's what happened to us last time. We did like this total just get it up on the internet show. Like, we're not going to tell anyone we did this other than whoever subscribes to the show. And then iTunes decides to feature us that week. Like, thanks, iTunes. Thanks for featuring us on our worst week ever. So look for us on the iTunes podcast, Apple podcast page this week, because I'm sure we're there. There's a lot. This is a really small issue, like a small percentage of listeners, but it's very loud issue about who is the first email voicemailer, because a lot of people are chiming in about it, and I'm just like, really? This is that serious of a thing? All right, that's fine. I let the list.
This is a Seth Meyers segment, really?
Yeah, really. We're going to be talking about this, really? Because a lot of people say it's Paul, then there's Chew Your Beers in the mix, and then Florida Steve, and it's just, there's all this controversy. But, really.
Isn't there that guy that's, like, listening to all the shows from the beginning? Can't he chime in?
Yeah. Where's that guy? Where's the all Take the shows notes. From the beginning guy? He will Captain never Quiffle. Show himself. Wiffle? He's showing himself. Him
be like, Captain. He could be just like, yeah. Actually, guys, it was episode 123.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting. Because for a while there, we had Scotty B was like taking control of that. But then like he got a life or something. He didn't have time for us to do that anymore.
I'm just not going to do that, folks.
I'm just not going to do that,
Chief. Parks Friday, we're having a good time. Just getting it Sunday.
Sunday's what? Monday.
Oh, the Sunday's Colorado Sunday. Rep.
Yesterday, we went to Avery Invitational.
The beer festival, the end-all beer festivals. It was freaking awesome. Uh-oh.
It was really cool. It was $40 out. A person, unlimited beer tasting, 5 hours long.
Super awesome. Ooh. They had food, they had beer, they had Parabola in the keg for free, well, for your $40.
Yeah, and they had beer from Trillium, and they had beer from Founders and some other places that
Kentucky Breakfast
we don't normally get because, like Modern Times doesn't distribute here, neither does Trillium or any of those, but it was really cool. We had a really good time. We went with some really cool friends. And Friday night, we checked out Odell Brewing. They opened up a new tap house in Denver.
I wouldn't say it's a tap room. It's actually a brewery. They have a pilot system there. So Odell is actually huge in Fort Collins. So they opened up it's a smaller brewing company, and pilot tap room up in Denver. So we get to go to that. So we went to it Friday.
Yes, and they had like 7 pilot beers on tap.
So good.
And they were all really good. Like Odell is quality product. So we were really happy. We were going to talk about beer history. Choose question.
Yeah, Chew. Hey, Chew.
So, Colin, what would you change about beer history?
Dude, so apparently, and I should look this up, I didn't do it, I didn't do any of my homework, but apparently before Prohibition, there was a whole bunch of breweries, and almost to the point to where we're at now, or maybe we've surpassed that now, but I think Prohibition was the worst thing about beer history ever. I mean, I know a lot of booze was affected and all that, but it really destroyed the local brew pub, and I think that was probably the thing I would change about history. I would have never had Prohibition never happen.
I would go back to the 80s, and I would bring them like a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and I'd be like, here, guys, try this. It's so much better than that green beer shit you're drinking. Because then everyone was like super excited about like Grolsch and Heineken, and that was all Heineken, fancy, and so St. Pauli Girl and shit like that.
It's fancy.
Yeah, they thought that was super fancy, but it totally wasn't fancy at all.
It's gross.
Yeah. And so another thing I just want to add is I realized that I thought GABF was in October, but it's actually at the end of September, and I'm going to be in Scotland, so I cannot go. And I'm a little bummed about it, but I'm going to Scotland. So if any of you guys have recos in Scotland, let me know, because I'm going to be going all over the place. I'm doing a tour. I'm doing the Outlander tour. If any of you guys have significant others that watch or read Outlander.
Yeah, Nick, who's the Scottish rep?
Then you might know who Outlander is, but I'm going to be there. There's so I'm going to go all over the place in Scotland. And it's going to be super fun, and I'm super excited about it. But I'm bummed because we had maybe some people from the forum maybe coming out and doing a get it, and now they'll just have to have a get it with Colin and not me.
I'll do a get it with Jim and whoever else wants to come out here and hang out. We can meet a brewery. I won't be going to the festival this year because Janine's not going to be there.
I told him he could go without me, but he says no.
We're going to so many brewery festivals this year. JBF is definitely something to do, but... It's not. I mean, it's already been crossed off my bucket list. It's definitely cool, but I don't really care that much.
But we want you to keep on working and do the good work. And guys,
keep up the good work, guys.
Just not giving up on it.
Nope. Wow, they're not going to be at GABF this year, and I think tickets are going on sale either soon or this week or something. So. That is sad. Colin and Janine, not at GABF. Basically, this is just a garbage year for GABF, guys.
See what happens when you move it to September?
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw an email saying that we got media passes this year. So.
Except for this year. It's an awesome year, guys. Everyone should show up.
We just have to send a cashier's check. for twice the amount.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll cash it and refund us the other half.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a deal. And then also there's somebody from the Sudan that wants to...
Yeah. Yes.
that needs... We just need to give them $1,000 and then they'll give us $10,000 and then...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once they make their money back.
Right. So we're gonna be good. We're not gonna need that damn Patreon anymore. We'll be fine.
That's right. Cancel.
Gentlemen of the Perfect Pour, this is Benj Clark, your Santa Rosa rep, checking in. Sorry it's been quiet for me the last couple weeks. It's been busy, kind of crazy here. The housing situation in Santa Rosa is still a little nuts following those fires last fall. We lost 3,000 homes here, and it's just kind of making things crazy. So, in fact, I'm moving again here in town next month. So, anyway, but there is a cool place I wanted to report on. So anybody that's interested in visiting Santa Rosa, I've got a cool place that is one of these, beer and businesses. And this one's really cool. It's right here at Annandale State Park, and it is a bike shop and...
yes.
What? I guess tap room, I don't know what to call it.
No.
Beer pub, I guess. They got about 10 taps. Brilliant. If you look at Untapped, under for Trail House here in Santa Rosa, it's labeled a coffee shop. They have coffee, but they have beer. A lot of beer. Lots of bottles and cans, too, of course. And they got something for everybody. It's kind of geared more towards the mountain bike crowd because Annandale's kind of one of those mountain bike places. But, you know, they won't make you feel weird coming in if you're like me.
Oh, not mountain biker, huh, Nick?
Casual transportation type of bicycle rider. So, anyway, that's it. Trail House, cool place, bike shop, plus beer equals good times. Yeah, so that's it from me, guys. Keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Oh, that's a new place I had not heard of in Santa Rosa.
What?
Oh, so Nick is a big biker, but apparently you don't have... Do you not have a mountain bike, Nick?
I do not. I am a road biker.
I am a road biker. There isn't a whole lot of guys that just go both. It's just one or the other.
I don't know. No, I think there's a lot of crossover. Was it Sierra Summit? They do the downhill mountain biking
right
when the snow's gone. And I think Woodward Park's got a trail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some mountain bike action happening.
You're just not taking part of it.
No, I like like to stick to the road, the pavement.
The road.
Yeah, road dogs.
So where you're going, you need roads.
I do need roads. I am not going to the roadless future.
You need the roads.
I need the roads.
Nick, I'm assuming you don't have your moleskin with you.
I do.
Oh, you do? Are you ready for this? Do. We've got a new rep. Okay.
Nice. I'm ready.
Mark Ratty says, "Hey guys, I'd love to be your Wisconsin rep."
What?
Radar Love 8, the number 8. Radar Love, the number 8. If you're in Wisconsin.
Is he golden earring, Radar Love? Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe. Says, "Keep up the good work, guys." So, Radar Love 8 on Untappd and on Twitter. There is a Wisconsin rep.
He's in the books.
I'm starting to try to build it. It's a very daunting task for the website, but it is under construction. PerfectPoorPod.com/reps, REPS. If you want to check that out, but it's not done. Don't everybody freak out. I'm still.
Hey, I'm not on there. Oh my god!
I'm not on there. Yeah, exactly. I'm not on there yet. I'm like, I know you're not on there yet. I'm not done yet. But it's getting it's being worked on. It's there, and we're still voicemailing.
Hey guys, hey, it's Evil Circle calling in, and I would like to give a very special cheers out to Scotty B for that lovely Skittles beer with that lovely can art. Oh wait. That wasn't Scotty B's Skittles beer on that post. But hopefully Scotty B continues to make that Skittles beer. Maybe we could have a side-by-side comparison. If you guys have that Skittles beer on you're looking out for, and maybe one of the show listeners could send one your way. But my reason for calling in is why the Garage Boys should be on the glossary of terms. So first, I believe it was the Garage Boys that initiated the term of having to get it, especially with Fontana Jim traveling around. The Garage Boys got tired of being called the Fontana Jim Crew. Jim already has a big enough ego, so we don't need to keep adding to it or feeding it. We all know how Jim gets. He's a little loud sometimes, a little enthusiastic. And I believe it was Jim that brought a bunch of listeners to the show, and we don't want to be referenced to Jim. We want our own name. So you guys remember when I was up there, you guys asked what you guys want to be called, and I'm like, how about the Garage Boys? So it happened up in a few episodes, a couple lost episodes from the Garage Boys, or aka Fontana Jim, and I think the Garage Boys are an important part of the show and need to be in the glossary of terms. So hopefully you guys keep up the good work, and talk to you later.
Oh, thanks, Evil Circle. So, for one, all right. So what he's talking about is there is also, talking about the reps page, there's also a glossary page, perfectportpod.com/glossary. If you're new to the show and you want to figure out all the inside jokes, That's the page to go to. And Fontana Jim this week was like, why aren't the Garage Boys on the glossary page? So I challenged him. I was saying, well, make a case for why the Garage Boys should be on the page. So Evil Circle is doing that. And I want to say the get it was maybe they inspired it. I don't know. But I termed it. I coined get it. Okay. Nobody's taking that from me. I didn't get it. The Garage Boys didn't do it. That was me. Okay? For what? Yeah.
Are you talking to yourself?
I am talking to myself. Me and Louie. It's just me and Louie here. Louie, who is never by my side during the show, this week he's by my side because he has no Napolitano brothers to lay next to. It's very sad. Again,
to torment.
It is a very sad episode for Louie.
And threaten to choke on something.
Yeah. So do you guys think the Garage Boys should be added to the glossary page?
I believe we need at least two more. We need the motion seconded and approved.
I am motioning that the Garage Boys be added to the glossary page.
Yeah, but they got to call in and second it.
Oh, okay. Well, we might have that later.
Yeah, Mike, don't you know how politics work? Gosh.
Don't you know how politics work, bro? Okay. Maybe try, like, getting politics in your life or something, okay? Jeez.
If this is the what we got to worry about, we're doing all right.
Hey, guys. We just finished our Spartan race here in Salinas. And what do they give us for our free beer?
Okay. That cut off. It's not our fault. It was Google Voice. Did it a Spartan race? That sounds like work.
That sounds hard.
It sounds hard.
Hey, Perfect Four, aka Joanne here. I just want to give a small update for MASH. We now have Cigar City, which I think everybody knew that their distribution is getting wider. But it's cool that we got them now. I also wanted to comment on Colton from Maine. Question on what's too early to have a beer or start drinking. I also have a weird schedule. I also do the graveyard shift. I started at about 4:30 p.m. and I finish anywhere between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. So is 4 in the morning too early to start drinking?
No.
I don't know. Also, sometimes I'll have a beer with my breakfast / lunch before work around 2 o'clock. So is 2 o'clock in the afternoon too early to start drinking? I don't know.
Yes.
that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
Just kidding. Just kidding. That's fine. Word,
guys. Yeah. It's whatever suits your schedule. That's the best time to start drinking.
Yeah. If you got your shit together, you could have a beer whenever you want.
Still doing voicemails.
It's Paul. So the other day, I was just finishing up at work, and the bartender comes in and says, "Paul, there's a call for you on line one." Nobody ever calls me here, so I walk back and say, calls. "Hi, this is Paul," and I hear, "Paul, it's Fontana Jim. Are you going to be there in an hour?" I said, "Well, I wasn't planning on it, but if you're going to be here in an hour, then yeah." So Fontana Jim came down. We hung out. We had an official get it. I showed him the brewery. And then we went up to Novato and went to Beer Craft and had a bunch of awesome beers there. Well, I don't want to say a bunch, but we had a few. So that was pretty rad. So cheers to Fontana Jim, man. He's kind of taking over Tony Baggs' job of just the most, like, the guy who drives around the state of California more than anybody else going to all these awesome breweries. There should be a challenge, actually, between the two of them. Anyway, so Florida Steve, chew your beer. I love you guys to death. But I hate to say it, I think Ed from Wales was the first email.
That's a new
voicemail caller. I'm pretty sure. I kind of remember that period of time. Ed from Wales had written a couple emails
and then he called in, and then shortly thereafter,
Florida Steve and Chew both left these abominably long. You guys remember that? Like, Florida Steve called and talked for like 10 minutes, and then Chew did the same thing. So I literally think it was maybe even the same week that them called. Somebody could just go back and listen.
Somebody
dig for that episode. But anyway, I'm pretty sure, I'm all like 99.9% sure that it was Ed from Wales. that left the first original email voicemail. So, hey, right now I'm just sipping on this IPA that we did, and I did the final dry hopping on it, and I might have just let a little extra Nelson slip in there when I did it, and oh my gosh, it's so yummy. I'm proud of myself. Anyway, cheers. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Who doesn't like
Fairbanks?
Who doesn't like slipping a little extra Nelson?
Yeah, right. Come on, I like that. So now this who left the first email voicemail controversy is now it involves whales. Now it's a whole new chapter.
Whales.
I'm pretty sure we could just go back in the email and just scrub back.
That's work. That's work.
You haven't seen our email.
Yeah. There's a lot. I've deleted a lot, and there's still a lot. Well, Ed from Wales has not chimed in for a while, so I'm waiting for Ed to say, it was me. That's my Ed impression, by the way.
Nailed it.
All right, guys. We still got three more voicemails.
Hey, guys. I'm emailing. Well, no, wait. No, I'm not. Why aren't I emailing? That's because Apple and their infant fucking wisdom took away their headphone jack, so I lost my little fucking lightning headphone bullshit converter thing, that little platypus-looking bastard, so I got to order another one off of fucking Amazon. But enough of my stupid middle-class problems. I wanted to explain the Garage Boys. I think the way it really goes back is, I think I was checking in on Untappd one day and someone else had a Garage Boys check in and it wasn't mine, and I saw it as a place on Foursquare, and what does any good Garage Boy do? Always fucking hijack that shit on our own. So we took the Garage Boys, and I think I think it's very similar to maybe like Peter Pan and his Lost Boys, because, well, let's face it, us Garage Boys, we're never going to grow up. We're always going to like drinking beer and hanging out at the garage is kind of like a bro-y thing to do. But, you know, it's just a step below light bars and raised trucks. So it's still pretty cool. So I guess that's the rundown of the Garage Boys and the origins. I guess we'll give a current Garage Boy lineup. We got Evil Circle. Evil Circle actually is the me and Evil Circle, the original Garage Boys, and then Chino Yacht Club. We've had some garage drinking, so he's kind of in as an elective member, maybe a periphery member. And then Craig's kind of in too as another periphery member. I think Ants or Ray Tequila, he might bring him in. So that's a rundown on the Garage Boys. And looking down at my phone, that's almost close to the 3-minute mark. I wonder if Google's cut me off yet. Either way, got one more thing to say to you guys, and that's bye.
Bye. Does that count as a second or whatever we were looking for
the Garage Boys? Motion's been seconded.
Oh, okay.
Now we just need the motion to be carried.
Somebody needs to carry it. We'll see.
Hey guys, Montana Jim calling with call number 2 this week. First off, I was so busy earlier explaining Garage Boys, I forgot to have a preemptive welcome to Southern California for you Fresno guys. Tony Bags, you're going to be part of the new California, so maybe we'll cross state lines once in a while and meet up. Anyways, you guys talk about that, who's nuts and what's nuts. And, wanted to welcome everybody to LA Beer Week this week. I am busy doing Father's Day stuff this weekend, but next weekend, if someone's looking for it, get it. On a Saturday or Sunday, I have those days free and open. So hit me up on the social medias at the Fontana Gym. Other than that, just wanted to say, you guys do damn fine good work, and I was really glad that the Nick 80 was able to come out. Meet up for the Fontana Gym Invitational. It was a good time. Good time to be had by all. And
keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. So, the LA Beer Week is this week. Everybody's going to have fun. Kelly Hoozcraft is going to be out there doing LA Beer Week stuff. Hoozcraft with a W. Hoozcraft.
What else would it be spelled with?
And an H, I mean. With the you know, who? She spelled it with a W. It's weird.
It's weird. H-O-O. Hoozcraft.
W-H-O-S-C. Hoozcraft. She's going to be out there LA Beer Week, and so she was looking around. She was like, hey, this is going to LA Beer Week stuff. And, like, everybody was like, I have to work. All the garage boys were chiming in with, like, sorry, I got to work. Whatever, garage boys. It's pretty weak. Pretty weak showing. Final voicemail of the week comes from this person that's going to leave a voicemail right now. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Hey, what's up? Perfect Pour. Can you hear me? I'm drinking a beer. Jay, your Utah rep, currently enjoying a Modern Times Black House Coffee Rusty Stout. Good stuff. So, after a couple of comments from, I believe it was Nick, about my last call and Utah's liquor laws and alcohol content, just wanted to get a couple of things cleared up with that. So Utah is a 3.2 state, but that's 3.2 by weight, which actually works out to 4% ABV, like the rest of the world counts it. So as far as being able to buy, so in just regular grocery stores or even on tap at a bar or a restaurant, it can only be up to 4% ABV. In a bar or restaurant, you can buy higher point beer, but it's just sold in bottles or cans. If you want to get any more high point beer than that outside of a restaurant or bar, you got to go to one of the fabulous state-run liquor stores that, unfortunately, they don't have any cold storage because they just don't have room for it. The one nice thing is when, for my homebrew, you can keg a homebrew up to 5 gallons, but you can't get a 6-barrel keg, which is 5.5 gallons. You can't have that for a commercial keg. But I can put a 10% stout in a keg, and it's totally fine. Don't get it. But one thing I did have a question about is if I was to send you guys a little care package with some stuff in it, what is your guys' shipping address that I can send that to? Just wanted to send you some samples and show you that Utah does produce good beer. I think that's all I got for this time. Cheers, guys. Modern times, good stuff. Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Agreed. We have an address in the show notes every week. There, at the very bottom, you scroll down to the bottom of the show notes. There's an address you can send whatever you want to, and I will go get it, and then we'll have it on the show. So, perfectportpod.com. Look at the show notes. It's there. And usually, though, most podcast players will show it as well as you're watch or you're looking at the episode. Damn. Well, imagine Paul's. She called me up, left me a voicemail, and she didn't know my name. Imagine that playing right now. And does the Matt? Don't you have some clips there?
I'm looking them right now.
All right. I felt it. The years of podcasting with Matt, I was like, I bet Matt's trying to look for sound clips right now. Because what's next?
Nope. I do not have any voicemail.
All right. No, that's fine. We're done. We're look. we're looking out for. Do you have looking out for bumper music?
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers, looking out for beers.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Or were you looking for this version?
No. Beers. Yeah. That's the version I wanted, but you didn't give it to me. That's fine. We'll work with this version, the full version. Beers to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for, sir?
Well, the beer pope has said that he has a silver stout for me. So if he is 100% serious about that, I'm looking out for it.
That's a good one to look out for.
And then I'm also looking out from Hub. Hopworks.
Portland area brewer.
Yes. Hopworks Urban Brewery. They have their 10th anniversary. It's called Sunset Fuel. It's a hazy IPA. I'm willing to try that out. Take one for the team.
Does Portland know how to make a hazy IPA, though?
I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
And then from New World Ales, whoever that is. They made a beer called Mark and Kolschi, which is a hazy double interdimensional IPA.
Interdimensional.
The artwork is very Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. And then from Chapman Crafted Beer, they have one called Searching for Wi-Fi. It's a double IPA with Citric Galaxy and El Dorado.
Oh, I love that name.
And then they have another one with Citric Cryo and Simcoe, and it's called My Happy Place. It's an IPA.
Nice.
Oh, so. Nick's there. Hey, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I think he might be looking out for beer as well.
Is that all you're looking out for, Matt?
Yeah, let's go with those. Those are some good starters.
All right. What are you looking out for, Nick?
Mocha Tinfitty. Barrel aged.
There's a Mocha Tinfitty?
Yes. Is brand new.
Is brand new. Isn't this a Colorado brewery?
Oscar Blues.
Oscar Blues. I never hear Colin and Janine talk about Oscar Blues. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Where is Oscar Blues in Colorado specifically?
The middle.
Middle. That's like Colorado middle. Springs.
Yeah. OSKAR Blueses.
Oscar Blues. They're still indie, right? Like they're
no, I think they're semi buyout.
But no, they have like
they're in Longmont.
I'm sorry,
Longmont. They have like a they're not buyout, but they have an investment group.
Yes, non craft beer investment.
Which we kind of look the other way on those.
I guess Longmont is in Boulder and Weld County.
Oh, yeah. I could have told you that, but I know all my Colorado counties.
Oh, good. You have a roll down map?
Mm-hmm.
I think Pine and Palm has been listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
They Roger? Have the Dinktown Double Clear IPA.
Dinktown Double Clear
IPAs, bro.
Yep. Clear Dinktown. Crisp West Coast IPA, brand new from Pine and Palm.
Dinktown.
Might have to go see Roger this week.
He's got a new one out
next week.
He's got a new one out right now. There's a lot of buzz, but he's got a new double hazy out. You gotta go and check it out.
No, clear, sir. Clear.
Yeah, well.
Not hazy.
Well, super hazy.
Super hazy. Extra haze.
Yep.
And how about, last but not least, Holy Mountain's Call of the Void. Imperial Stout with black currants and blackberries.
I think where is a metal song name?
Where is Holy Mountain at?
In a place.
In a place next to the, on Earth.
Next to the diver.
Next to the holy diver.
Yeah. Come on, it's a joke.
Come on, these are jokes here.
They are Fremont, Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah, Fremont. We get Fremont here.
So there you go.
They're on the Walter. All right. Looking out for Trillium Brewing. We don't really get any, we don't get Trillium here at all. I'm saying even on the show, I don't know that we've been sent Trillium. Have we had it seems like we've had like one Trillium beer.
Yeah, at least one.
Mm-hmm. Right. This one's called Keytar Bear. On the label, it's got a bear playing a keytar. So, you know, that's why I want it. It's a label buy. Name and label buy. I have no idea if the beer is any good or not. It's a double IPA, and it's in a 16-ounce can. And it's perfect. Got lactose, wildflower honey, and vanilla. But it doesn't matter. It's Keytar Bear. It's got a bear playing guitar on the label. Come on. You got to buy it.
You buy it. You go buy it now.
Yeah. There's a Four Noses Brewing beer called Bout Damn Time.
I can't believe that's already hasn't been already done.
It's a DD. It's a double dry hop West Coast IPA in 12-ounce six packs. So yeah, I want those. I don't know how we're gonna get it, but yes. I want it. And
it's about time.
Yep, about damn time. And in Houston, if I were in Houston, I know we have a Houston rep. If I were in Houston, there is a brand new beer drinking place called Pitch 25, and they call themselves a beer park, and I believe them because they're situated in downtown Houston, right next to the soccer stadium, and across the street from the Minute Maid Park, which is a baseball stadium. So kind of like how Tioga is situated in Fresno.
We did it first.
Right, you guys did it first. This place is. And it's called Pitch 25, and it's got that really big open beer garden space. Like, have you guys seen like in Germany or in Europe, where these big beer garden, the beer halls? They kind of call them beer halls back in Europe, but where you see these just huge areas where it's just all picnic tables and benches. It's just tables and benches everywhere. And it's like that. And then it also has a bunch of games to play, like, you know, foosball, like all kinds of foosball. And it just looks like a cool ass place right by all the stadiums. Just, I want to drink in that place. So I'm looking out to drink there. If I ever go to Houston, I want to go to Pitch 25. And if you're in the Santa Cruz area, look out for Tioga Sequoia at Beer 30. Beer 30, a popular craft beer bar garden in Santa Cruz area.
Very nice.
Called Beer 30 has... I just saw them on their Instagram. They have three different Tioga beers. They have an XBA, they have the Rush Hour, and then the Summer Vibes. Yep. They got those. I don't know how. I don't understand how that happened. Maybe you can enlighten us, Matt.
They sent an email saying, hey, we're coming through town. We can legally buy beer from you. We'd like to buy beer from you. And so we made it happen.
We're legal beer buyers. Can we buy beer? You're like, yes, that is definitely our business model, selling beer. We will do that for legally. You. We're all about legal beer selling. And they're like, sweet, we have money to buy beer legally. And it all worked out. So if you're in Santa Cruz, do that. Do we have any Bing Caught drinking over there in Central Coast music? Yes! Yes! Yeah. By the way, I opened up a little bit earlier. I opened up another beer. It's a Weldworks Brewing beer, triple dry hopped Juicy Bits, a New England style IPA. Nick, sorry you missed out on this. This is donated to the show by Gabe. So sorry guys. You could have had this. But you decided to vacation. So
you know you want this.
You know you want this. You can never have. It's very good, by the way. So, Matt, what were you drinking this week?
I've been drinking on the Summer Vibes and Matt Whitney XPA from Tioga. Those have been my in the ice chest beers. We both, the brother and myself, popped open a crowler, and I had this at Firestone was the Sea Hops. As mentioned before, we had a Speedway and a Scotch Parabola. While I was also at Firestone, I had an O Snap, which was a ginger. I think it was a saison, not too much ginger. I wish it had more. I went to the Libertine in Morrow. I had some time to try out some beers. And they had the Berliner Teen. It was a mosaic hopped Berliner wise. It was really good. I'm going to try to bring a bottle of that back. They had an Avila Beach Blonde in collab with Slow Brew. At another table saison, which was good. And they had Plum Freeze, which plum beer, have to get it. And then shared a left hand, a nitro milk stout with the stepdad the other day. So all good beers.
Nice. That's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
That's me.
Nick, what have you been drinking this week?
Hello.
Hello.
That's for the drinking game players.
if you're playing the drinking game, you just had to drink right now.
That's right. Had a double dry hopped Orderville from Modern Times.
What? You didn't bring that?
No.
But cheers. I haven't had that. That's messed up, bro.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, bro. That's messed up.
Hey, you know what I'm sorry about? I'm sorry that I'm not sorry.
No.
You guys should have gone to the Fontana Gym Beer Invitational. And you could have had it.
Damn it.
I wanted to, but there was a soccer game that day. So yes, it didn't happen.
That. So cheers to Fire Ants, our, one of our newest Patreons for that beer. Let's see, what else did I have? Bacon and eggs from Pizza Port. Mighty fine little coffee stout.
Heard of it.
Any time of day.
Had it.
And that's all I wrote down. So that's all we get.
That's all you get. That's all you need to know.
Yes.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
You get two chickens a week from me, so yep. Enjoy those.
Well, guys, I didn't really buy any beer this week. I was keeping things tight this week, but I had a Blind Pig in there just waiting for a special occasion. It's been sitting in there for a month, and apparently the special occasion this week was the fact that I needed to have a beer, and this was the only beer I could have.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. I have a Blind Pig. So instead of waiting for a special occasion, I just had to drink it then. And it was in about the 3 month window, creeping up on the 3 month window.
Don't let that blow over.
No, it was still great. It still worked out just fine. Just fine. I also went to one of our Fresno's brew pubs, Sequoia.
Ooh.
And had the Sequoia Pale there.
Who?
That brewery that gets confused with your brewery, Tioga. Sequoia. I had the Sequoia Pale. I was like, I want to have something that I haven't had before. I was like, but I have had the Sequoia Pale. And then I was like, oh, I'll just get the Sequoia Pale because it's something different I don't normally have. And then after she left, I was like, holy shit, I could have got an XPA because they have, I was like, damn it. Never more. Yeah. And then I had to drink my Sequoia wishing it was an XPA. It was very difficult. Also went to Mad Duck. They have a new session IPA at Mad Duck called Dog Days. And that was quite adequate.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was fine. I would give it a try if you go to Mad Duck in town. And I also had a Hoppy Poppy there at Mad Duck because Mad Duck's got guest taps. They got about five or six of their own beers and then five or six guest taps. So I had a Figueroa Mountain Hoppy Poppy IPA. And then I was finishing off that six pack of Hubert MPA from Melvin Brewing that we talked about last week. But I got through that, and that six pack, actually, the first beer from it was really weird and didn't really understand it. But and I was kind of bummed because I was like, nah, now I got this whole six pack I got to get through. But as I got through it, it got better and I didn't have any problems with it necessarily. So it's fine. It was a fine beer. So follow us all on Untappd, Dorktown, Bearded Brewery 7, and the Nick 80. And now it's time for Cheers. Do you not have that, man?
Cheers.
Yes!
Woo!
Man, it's coming through!
Cheers! 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 It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers! 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 Cheers!
Man, what a show. What an episode. One to put in the Hall of Fame right here. Matt, get out some cheers. Well, you got some cheers for us. Did you do that on purpose?
You're not supposed to hear. Here we go.
Guys!
Just in case you missed that after, right. You know, that you could just cut it in there, cut it in the show earlier.
Right.
Cheers out to Richard. What was it? What did I write down? Richard Moon? Richard.
Nick, what did Matt write down?
Yeah. Richard Moon stuff.
Good old Richard.
New Untappd friend. And then Graham Browning, both new Untappd friends.
Oh, Bocamunia.
There you go.
Richard Moon, yeah.
I moon ya. Just wait. every New Year's, I'll moon ya.
There you go.
You want to get in that group text where I moon you? Let me know.
That's a special group.
Yep, it's a very special group. I'll add you to that group text. And then at 12 midnight and 3 seconds, you'll get a nice, really, really good picture.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Happy New Year. Happy New
Buns. Please turn notifications on.
One lucky voicemail caller will be randomly selected.
Oh, there is a Patreon bonus the reward to give to people.
It could get cheeky.
Yeah. One lucky Patreon will get a cheeky picture at midnight on New Year's. All your cheers, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. Nick, do you have cheers?
Cheers to previous voicemailer, Mexican Biricano.
Yes.
On Untapped Now.
Right now.
The same Richard Moon as Matt mentioned earlier. It's me _ Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Horn. All new untappers.
Good old Tom Horn. Cheers to those people. Also, cheers to our Golden Gods.
Yes.
No new Golden Gods this week, but we didn't lose anybody. That's all that matters.
Oh, okay.
We retained our Golden Gods this week. Big cheers to our Golden Gods that support the show. They give us $5 or more every month. And we use that money to get strippers, and that's fun, yeah. Right?
Wait, is that what you're doing?
Total joke. That's not what I do. I mean, never mind. You're like, well, new Patreon is this web's cool ass website. It sort of is an in between person where patreon.com/perfectpour. And you can give us $5 or more a month, and we give you the satisfaction of being awesome and also some extra benefits from being a Golden God, including the tailgate. You get to listen to the tailgate. This week you get to listen to us sitting around on Skype. So that's pretty exciting. So thank you guys. Really big cheers to all our Golden Gods that keep us rolling in the dough, rolling in the mad cash.
Yeah.
Also cheers to Andrew P. Flynn on Instagram and on Untapped. Follow all these people on Untapped because they're great people to be friends with. Prologue X. Sean Chamberlain, a.k.a. S.M. Chamberlain. T-Bone 14. Gucci Crew. Which I don't know if that's a rival crew against the Garage Boys or not, but Gucci Crew. Creatives 10. Creatives with a K instead of a C. Creatives 10. Aloha Hops, which is rich in Hawaii. Alohops. And Tralalt in Europe. That's Dylan. Dylan, our friend Dylan from Fresno, he's in Europe right now. And I've been seeing him check in the beers on Untapped from actual Europe. He was having a train beer. Yeah. He was checking in the European beers in Europe. On Untapped, and one of them was like, "Hey guys, I'm having a train beer."
Nice. So,
cheers to Dylan, and cheers to everybody that supports the show and shares it with their friends, and just hangs out with us. We really appreciate it. It's a fun week. We're gonna try to not mention this week so much, but we probably will now. But thank you for being here. Anything else you brothers need to share with us from over there in the Central Coast?
It's my first day here, so I have nothing to report.
It's my first day. I haven't been trained. Trained on any of this equipment.
The weather's been about 40 degrees cooler.
Whatever. It's only it was only 102 today, so nothing. That's nothing.
The high tomorrow is 62.
Whatever. Enjoy that. I hope you brought some sweat jackets and pullovers.
Sweat jackets. Yes. From here on out, they will be referred to as sweat jackets.
You ask everybody in that house, and like, hey guys, you guys, anyone got sweat jackets? Because it's chilly here.
It's chilly.
No, chili's tomorrow for dinner.
Oh, yum. Central Coast Chili's, nothing better.
Central Coast Chili's.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Keep up the good work. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And guys, where
don't forget to bring your moleskins.
Burnsing, yeah, buy a moleskin. They're at Target. They're cheap.
Support your local Target.
Support your local Target. Your local Target's in trouble. Support it.
They need help.
They need
for
help.
For 5 cents a day, you could
you could help your local Target.